Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
First-time jobless claims just under 3 million last week, according to the government. The 2.98 million Americans filing initial claims for jobless benefits were 195,000 fewer than the week before, but it pushed the total for the past 8 weeks to around 36 million first-time claims. Grocery prices up by the largest one-month increase in 50 years as people are staying home in the face of the pandemic, Iowa State University agriculture economist Chad Hart explains.
That transferred a lot of that food being demanded away from home to at home, which meant grocery stores. And so we are seeing more demand at the grocery stores. And anytime you see more demand, it tends to lead to higher prices.
U.S. officials say poultry prices are up 4%. Beef is up by 7%. And this is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
A big storm expected to start forming soon that could turn Florida beaches into danger zones through the upcoming weekend. The tropical or subtropical storm is forecast to generate dangerous waves and life-threatening rip currents along Florida's beaches before it then starts producing rain. Forecasters say they expect increasing chances of rain from late today into tomorrow. Former VP Joe Biden will take part in a virtual town hall event at 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight on MSNBC. During Mass this morning, Pope Francis calling for prayer not just to end the coronavirus pandemic, but all pandemics.
The different religious traditions are praying to God, all brothers and sisters, united in this brotherhood.
The pontiff speaking there through a translator also saying humanity needs to put an end to the pandemics of hunger and war. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
A reality TV star in Atlanta is accused of using coronavirus pandemic relief money for personal purchases instead of to pay his employees as it was intended. Officials say Maurice Payne, or Fain that is, got a $2 million loan through the Paycheck Protection Program for his company Flame Trucking. Instead of helping his employees, he allegedly used most of the money on jewelry and child support payments. He was in court yesterday. Fain is a cast member of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. The judge in the Michael Flynn case is calling on a retired judge to argue against the Justice Department's efforts to drop the case. Retired Judge John Gleason will also investigate whether President Trump's former national security advisor should be held in contempt of court for perjury. Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about his Russian contacts, but later tried to take it back. The Justice Department recently moving to throw out the case against Flynn. and video chatting app House Party, throwing the ultimate star-studded virtual bash this weekend. The event is part of House Party's new live experiential event series called In the House. There will be performances and appearances by Katy Perry, Neil Patrick Harris, Snoop Dogg, Alicia Keys, John Legend, and others. It kicks off on Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern and ends at 7 p.m. Sunday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look.
You better be ready because we've got a country to save here. Welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good news coming out of California. Of course, many of us are cautiously optimistic, even though there's a 12,000 vote differential that happened in California. A secured Democratic seat has now gone Republican. Mike Garcia, the former Navy pilot, was able to get more votes than Democratic State Assemblywoman Christy Smith. But as they say, there's 12,000 votes there. Megan Barth, 12,000 votes with all the ballot harvesting, because they're going to keep counting until, close the business on Friday. And I got to think those, ballot harvesting state that it is, that Nancy Pelosi may have, a couple thousand votes, maybe to make up that differential in her freezer there at home underneath her chocolate ice cream. What do you think?
Yes, her $14 a pint chocolate ice cream.
Exactly.
I didn't know that stuff existed. I don't think I'd ever buy it if it did.
Right.
Since it does. But nonetheless, I don't know that we should get too comfortable, much like when we saw 2018. We had plenty of Republican representatives that were elected on election night in Orange County, California. And then all of a sudden they found 250,000 ballots and swept all those victories away from Republicans and flipped Orange County blue for the first time in its history. How do you find 250,000 ballots and how are all those ballots Democrats?
Exactly.
It's amazing
how
that happened.
Well, when you've got, over 3 million registered voters that should have been wiped off, which Judicial Watch challenged, and they did admit that maybe there was about 1.5, and they still haven't cleared the voting rolls yet. So they're going to drag this out as long as possible because, oh, that's right, we have another election coming up soon, right? A presidential election? We don't want to get rid of those votes, especially the cemetery votes, which I always think is quite interesting because you get these people only in California who die Republican, but they come back as Democrats. I don't know how that happens. It's just a miracle.
Well, it doesn't only happen in California. I mean,
yes.
In Chicago, for example, where I'm from originally, dead people have been voting since the first Mayor Daley, if not before.
Right.
And so, these types of dirty elections and the dirty tricks that Democrats play to alter elections and change elections and have ballots going everywhere, there's no chain of custody when it comes to ballots. Ballots here, ballots there, ballots everywhere. And all of these ballots that are found, whether mysteriously found in a rental car, if you recall, in 2018 in Brentwood District in South Florida, Broward.
Right.
They found ballots in a rental car parked at an airport. Within an hour, that airport of the finding the ballots had a bomb scare, a bomb threat. And so we never knew who owned that rental car, why were the ballots in the rental car, and So there's, you know, all of this mystery surrounding elections, which creates a lack of confidence in our whole electoral system.
Right.
And this is exactly why the Democrats are trying to steal the 2020 election, not through, you know, bogus Russian narratives, not through bogus claims of racism, but through fundamentally changing election laws.
Mm-hmm.
And what the DNC has done through Mark Elias, who is Hillary Clinton's former attorney of her campaign, works at Perkins Coal. He is leading the charge with other radical left-wing groups like the League of Women Voters, and they are suing states and counties to bend to their will to change voting laws. They're trying to go around state legislatures in order to change voting laws. Nancy Pelosi wants to federalize elections. Remember, they still want ballot harvesting for every state. They want ballot harvesting, and they want election days now that are not election days, but literally election holidays.
Exactly.
That last 45 days.
And mail-in voting.
So,
yeah.
Mail-in, yeah. And here's the thing. I'm always reading headlines. I was reading one this morning that they claim, well, Trump mails in his ballot. Well, that's different than mail-in voting. Okay, let me just explain to the listeners out there. Absentee votes, ballots are different than mail-in voting. Absentee ballots have to do with the fact that you are usually of age, like in Texas, for example, you have to be 65 in order to absentee vote, and you have to have an illness that is serious enough to keep you away from the polls. So what the Democrats are saying is, well, everyone should get absentee ballots because people might be afraid to go to the polls. Fear is not a disability.
Yes.
So they want to change election laws, and the reason they want to change election laws is not only to increase their power, but to eliminate voter ID.
Mm-hmm.
So they want
to control every. This is all about control, and
right.
They want to control everything, including the vote that you process. So they want to control your vote. And ballot harvesting, when this was allowed in California, boy, did this open up Katie's door.
Right. Well, California has a unique situation with ballot harvesting is in that you can use anybody to collect your ballot, Tom, Dick, or Harry, doesn't matter who, but it doesn't have to be related to you, which some states do have ballot harvesting, but they have stricter rules. In California, it's a free-for-all. All of these third-party groups that are left-wing activist groups go in ballot harvest, and they don't have a limit on how many ballots they can harvest. So they can harvest thousands of ballots,
exactly.
Which will change the results of the election. So when election day is extended beyond the day, they'll say, oh, there's only 12,000 or 12% or whatever the number is we need. Well, we just need to find that many more ballots. So let's go harvest them because we still have a week to do it.
Exactly. Well,
and
even
they know,
yeah.
And they know where the bodies are buried.
Exactly. Well, and the other thing, too, that they did was they mailed ballots to anybody that got a driver's license in California, right? So there was no consideration if, oh, yeah, by the way, they're here legally or not, because California conveniently changed that law and said, okay, anybody can get a driver's license, which I think is quite interesting, especially after 9/11 and all the TSA rules, that you had to really, you know, be on high security. But not California, okay? Everybody gets a driver's license. Now that everybody gets a driver's license, because the triggering mechanism in getting a ballot in the mail now is your driver's license. So now you have all these illegals getting ballots, and they think, okay, well, I'm confused. Because they don't really quite understand. And so when the ballot harvesters come by, they go, well, you know, hey, I'm illegal. I didn't think I was. No, don't worry about it. You got a ballot, right? Yeah, okay, just sign here. We'll take care of the rest for you. And so, I mean, the antics and the level of illegality that they were able to get away with and continue to get away with is unconscionable. Because, again, what it does is it negates a valid vote in California. Californians, their voices are being canceled by these power-hungry Democrats. I mean, those are the facts, and those cannot be denied, can they, Megan?
Well, you know, I lived in California for 23 years, and, you know, there's that old saying, you deserve the government that you vote for, or something
yes.
like that. Well, the fact is that the voting system or the voting rules are so dirty in California. As you say, your vote is being negated by somebody who is not legally here, or they're dead. Right?
Yes.
So the Californians are being silent. The steps to voter fraud are very easy. The Democrats have a template. give illegal aliens driver's licenses, and then in the next bill, make sure that you're automatically registered to vote at the DMV. You have to opt out. Well, voila, if you don't opt out, then illegal aliens are going to be on your rolls, and there's not one state across this country that verifies the citizenship of registered voters. The challenge is you can call your local county clerk, your election clerk office, and just simply ask her or him, hey, how do you verify the citizenship of registered voters? It's a very easy call to make. And not one county clerk will tell you that the answer will be shocking if you make that phone call.
Exactly.
Because they don't have the means to do it.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Megan Barr, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Perkins for Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that May is Mental Health Awareness Month? And the VA, along with Prevents, is calling for you to help inspire a national challenge. Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Post a photograph or video on your social media channels of what you are doing to take care of yours and your fellow veterans' emotional well-being. Show us what works for you. It might be yoga, painting, running, singing, video chatting with loved ones, walking your dog, baking cookies, movie time with your family. One size does not fit all, but we all need to practice things that helps maintain good mental health during this challenging time. Be creative, serious, funny, or touching. Hashtag more than ever before and challenge your friends, colleagues, and family members to join the challenge. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Boy, I'll tell you, you gotta see it for what it is. The Democrats are pulling out all stops to do everything they can to make sure that Donald Trump doesn't get reelected, that Republican voices are squashed. I mean, the 25th district, I mean, big victory here, Megan. President Trump endorsed Mike Garcia. It was quite the battle. Democrats were so desperate that they opened up, a sign-in and voting tent in the district? I mean, I've never seen this happen before. But somehow they were allowed to do this. But, you know, this is where, you know, Republican operatives have got to wise up. And that is that, look at it, voting harvesting, though it may be an ethical challenge, it is what is the law of the land in California, and you've got to meet them tit for tat. If not, they're going to just run away with this state even more so.
Yeah, you know, this is, you know, a small light in the morass of California voting laws, which, you know, Democrats would not be changing voting laws if it benefited Republicans. You know, Democrats change voting laws to benefit Democrats. That's how they increase their power. And so the more they can dilute the vote of citizen votes by, you know, using dead people or illegal aliens, et cetera, on the rolls, the more chances they have to increase the power. And that's exactly what happened in California. That is why the Democrats are using the federal laws, trying to change federal laws, trying to change county laws, trying to change state laws. They want to eliminate signature verification on absentee ballots. They basically want to eliminate all verifications that that a voter is required to prove who he is or who she is. And so they want to eliminate all those verifications so anybody can be on the voting rolls and everyone's going to get a ballot. And those ballots could end up in wrong hands,
exactly.
Usually Democrat hands. Mm-hmm. And so this is definitely not just something in California we have to watch. We have to watch in every state. Mm-hmm. Currently, there are about 15 to 16 lawsuits that have been filed by Mark Elias, as well as other Democrat organizations like the ACLU and the League of Women Voters. If you think the League of Women Voters are just a bunch of old, cute ladies that are knitting and crocheting and getting out the vote, you're wrong.
Mm.
They are not a nonpartisan group. They align themselves with the most radical left-wing groups in order to dilute voting laws, remove verifications. They're trying to do this in Florida. They're trying to do this in Texas. They're trying to do this in Arizona. They're trying to do this in Pennsylvania. They are attacking every state that is a purple state or that have large county Democrat populations, you know, those large counties that are primarily Democrat. They are walking into counties and walking into states and trying to mess with the voting laws in the wake of COVID.
Exactly.
And, you know, their whole premise is that someone might be afraid to go to the polls. Well, it's 6 months from now, and like I said, that's not a disability. But if they find an activist judge willing to bend to their whim, they can just in one fell swoop change voting laws. And we're seeing that.
Like social distancing can't be exercised at the polls?
Well, I say, why don't we just put in voting booths in Walmarts, Targets, Lowe's, Costco's, and grocery stores?
Yes.
And those seem to be the only places that COVID doesn't affect.
Exactly. Yeah, we can't put them in any churches, for goodness sakes. That's for sure. Yeah, exactly. God forbid on that. I want to transition into the General Flynn story. I mean, this is incredible. The Justice Department said, look, there's no there. We're dropping. We're not going to proceed any further. And now you've got an activist judge that says, no. You're not going to get the last say on this. I'm going to bring a friend into the fray here and to give a counter opposing viewpoint, because after all, you know, Michael Flynn did lie. He did admit on two occasions that he did lie. But, you know, we're looking, you know, most reasonable people can understand what happened, that this thing was rigged. It was a fait accompli. This was an ambush of a presidential ally, a operator within the administration that the FBI went after and they colluded against because they needed to get him out of the way. And they've been able to hogtie him up to this point. But thank God for Sidney Powell. But the battle still continues because of this activist judge, Megan.
Right. This activist judge, who is an Obama lackey as well as an Eric Holder colleague, is bringing in, a retired Clinton appointee to supposedly administer justice.
Right.
This judge should be impeached.
I think so.
But at the end of the day, the final word does not come from this radical judicial activist, Sullivan. The final word will come through the form of a pardon from Donald Trump. So no matter what he and his buddies, if they want to railroad Michael Flynn even more, drag out his pain even more, use tyrannical means to do so, which is exactly what Barack Obama did to railroad Michael Flynn, set up Michael Flynn, illegally spy on Michael Flynn, and then try to financially and personally destroy him, which they came close to. The judge can do that, but the final say will be a Michael Flynn pardon.
And I think that's the card they want to play. They want to play that card. They want to force the president's hand to go ahead and pardon him. And I'm waiting for the Justice Department. The Justice Department is kind of on the perimeter of this, you know, keeping an eye on this judge, and they're letting the process play itself out for just a moment. And even this judge coming in to file the amicus brief on this case, maybe reason might prevail and say, look, it, you know, you've got to turn this in. But, you know, we know the Democratic apparatchiks and the ideologues of this progressive wing, they're not going to give up. And, you know, as you said, it is the resistance, and they continue to their dying breath.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're going to continue until one, if not multiple of them, are held to account and criminal charges are forthwith. What we need to see now that we know that there are dozens of people that were unmasking Michael Flynn, even contributors to Democrat causes had the ability to unmask innocent Americans.
Can you imagine? We're talking before maybe a half a dozen max had the ability to unmask.
Correct.
And then in the waning months of the Obama regime, he opened it up to hundreds of people could unmask. I mean, Samantha Powell, why would Samantha Powell have the authority to unmask? I mean, she is she's a representative for the United Nations, for goodness sakes. And she has the authority to unmask. And then she comes back and says, because they say, well, your name is on it. She goes, well, yeah, but I didn't do it. It was somebody else used my name. Really? I mean, it's that easy that somebody's information, personal information like this, could be so easily unmasked, and you can scoot accountability by saying, oh, that wasn't me.
Yeah, Samantha Powers, over 200 people, I believe, she unmasked. And as the UN ambassador, she'd be the last person that should have that type of power, intrusive power. This was an absolute abuse of power by the Barack Obama administration, and the only way that these abuses of power are going to cease and desist is to have criminal charges brought forth. So that's the next step, and that's up to Durham. And Durham now has had this for about 4 years. I mean, I know the wheels of justice move slow, but it seems like they're stuck in honey. They need to move a little bit faster.
Yes.
But more is to come. You know, I think that we just saw this is a preliminary unmasking of the unmaskers.
Yes.
Now, we've been investigating the investigators. That was Durham's job. And I think we're going to see a lot of people in high places, whether that's Brennan, Clapper, Obama himself. Biden has a lot of explaining to do. Biden, I don't think, will remember even what the hell happened, because he doesn't remember much of anything these days. It's a very sad statement. But there
yeah, his response
people.
To Stephanopoulos was sad.
Well, it's very sad. If I was his wife, I would have pulled him off the campaign trail quite a long time ago. But again, this shows you just how hell-bent the Democrat and how hungry they are for power. There is not one Democrat out there that is going, yep, I'm voting for Joe Biden. I know he's a competent guy. I know he's going to be able to do the job and do it for 4 years or 8 years. There's not one Democrat that's not basically Helen Keller, you know, that has two eyes and a working, functioning ears and a mouth. That really believe that Joe Biden is physically and mentally fit for the office of the presidency. It's a joke.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, the Democrats are using him as simply just a figurehead in order for his vice president, whoever, Kamala Harris, or whoever that might be,
right,
to come in and fundamentally transform this country.
Got
to
leave it there for right now. Megan Barth, co-chair of Red Wave America PAC. Thank you, Megan. Appreciate it.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever. So call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
First-time jobless claims just under 3 million last week, according to the government. The 2.98 million Americans filing initial claims for jobless benefits were 195,000 fewer than the week before, but it pushed the total for the past 8 weeks to around 36 million first-time claims. Grocery prices up by the largest one-month increase in 50 years, as people are staying home in the face of the pandemic, Iowa State University agriculture economist Chad Hart explains.
That transferred a lot of that food being demanded away from home to at home, which meant grocery stores. And so we are seeing more demand at the grocery stores, and anytime you see more demand, it tends to lead to higher prices.
U.S. officials say poultry prices are up 4%, beef is up by 7%. And this is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ben Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Ben Martinez Live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day, even during this pandemic, especially. I hope you're well and safe out there. Well, research conducted earlier this year by the nation's largest employee benefits company, Unum, found nearly half of employees reported feeling mentally unwell in the previous year. Now, these numbers are even higher among millennials and Gen Z. Among those who reported feeling mentally unwell, 54% missed work in the previous year because of it. In a time when work cultures have entirely shifted and people dealing with added anxiety, stress, and other triggers, you know, it's important to understand what resources are available for those unable to make a doctor's appointment or see their in-person therapist. There are often online, telephonic, or even app-based resources available. In fact, Unum's research found that 69% of workers said they'd speak to a counselor via phone with the most cited reason of convenience. So what does all this mean to both employers and employees? How can we learn more about mental health and other wellness resources available in your workplace? Well, Lori Mitchell joins us now, and Lori is the AVP of Global Wellbeing and Health with Unum. And Lori, we welcome you to the show, and good to have you with us. I say Unum, it's Unum, right?
It's Unum, yes.
Yes, exactly.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you here to clarify that. And anyway, you know, we talk about mental well-being, you know, that workers are feeling. Explain to us, what does that look like when they're saying, you know, because that's a surprising number for me when I read that.
Yeah, I think it's been surprising for all of us in looking at this research, and certainly now challenging times, and that's an understatement for many of us. You know, this pandemic has resulted in a total cultural shift and upheaval of how we live, working, or for some of us not working, parenting, schooling. Disruption of our social lives and you know, trying to navigate and juggle it all. And, you know, you cited the research that we did in mid-March among 1,200 workers. And it was just as COVID was taking hold across the country. And even then, we found that many were struggling, so that nearly 50% had felt mentally unwell in the prior year. And, yes, we are seeing higher numbers amongst millennials and Gen Z. But the good news here and the bright spot is that employers do have resources to help.
Yeah. Well, it's almost like, thank God they do, and they better, because if you have this kind of impact that's happening in your workplace and you've got, you know, the backbone of your company in dire straits here, and even as you said, this was done in March. Now, here we are, you know, another month and a half down the road here, and I've got to imagine that the mental impact, and this is something that the experts, the President of the United States said, you know, could be a consequence of this pandemic, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm in week 8 of working at home, as are many of us. You know, and certainly we have, you know, others who are on the front line, and helping us, you know, stay healthy and safe and get us the things that we need, like food.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, I think employers have started taking a hard look at emotional well-being and mental health, and you know, Unum certainly has.
Mm-hmm.
And this was one of the reasons that we did the survey. But we do have, and Unum, in addition to many other employers, one of the resources that's not uncommon is an employee assistance program or an EAP,
mm-hmm.
Which is a voluntary program offering free and confidential assessments, short-term counseling, referrals, follow-up services to other work-life related issues that people might be having. And they really do address a broad and complex body of issues, such as stress, anxiety, grief, other family problems, or even the issues that some of us are facing related to the current COVID pandemic.
I know COVID's come into play, but you said even prior to, we were getting signs like this. Gosh, in my early years in business, this is really rare. What do you think is exacerbating the problem here, Lori?
Well, I think there are a number of things. And first, I don't know if it was rare or if people just didn't talk about it,
mm-hmm. Possibly,
as much, sure, as they do today,
mm-hmm.
And seek help for their emotional well-being. So, but I do think, you know, compared to perhaps 20 years ago, the lines between our personal lives and our professional lives are blurred,
mm-hmm.
and even more so now. You know,
mm-hmm.
I walk upstairs to go home, and you know, some people are walking down the hall, or as we try to figure out where's our workspace and, you know, where's our home space, and kids are showing up and pets and in Zoom meetings, and it's kind of fun.
Yes, it is.
But it definitely is a stress point for people.
Well, for those of us that are working at home, I'm grateful for us, you know, who are working at home. At least we're working still, you know, and staying productive. I feel especially for those that are at home, you know, waiting for their, you know, companies to open up so they have a job again.
For sure. You know, I feel for those folks too. And what another stressor in those folks' lives. And you know what, I would encourage them, you know, if they currently either don't have those resources available through their employer, such as an EAP, to look to some of the other free programs and services that are out there. There are a number of apps that people can download and take advantage of to support their mental health, and many of them have peer support communities. They can guide you through different sessions to calm your mind, reduce anxiety. Headspace, Zenvelo, Talkspace, Calm. I have them all on my phone. I use different features of each, and they can be really helpful.
Right. Well, as you say, these online telephonic mental health tools and resources that are available, hey, if you didn't know, you should know now that this is why we're here, you know, talking with Lori Mitchell, because we're spreading the word, because we got to get through this. And, I mean, this is tough. I mean, this has never happened to us before. And, you know, this is, you know, kind of new territory that we're traveling together. And so it's important to share this information. Now, with months of social distancing, Lori, any tips or online resources for staying physically healthy during a time of less physical activity?
Yeah, that's an important question, because our emotional well-being is also influenced by our physical health. So it's important to stay physically active right now. And with many parks and gyms still closed, we have to be more intentional and structure our day to find other ways to get in some daily activity for our physical health, but also for our emotional well-being.
Exactly.
So walking's a great start. And I do know my neighborhood much better now than I used to, which is great.
And who has dogs?
And new neighbors.
Exactly.
Yeah, who has dogs?
Yeah, right.
Who's had kids recently? So that's been kind of fun. But there are also some apps for workouts if you want something more than a walk. So there's a 7-minute workout app. There are yoga programs on YouTube, such as Five Parks Yoga, and a lot of our local studios are doing some Facebook Live classes as well. So I'd encourage listeners to check out some of those resources to make sure they're keeping physically active day to day, and not just, you know, sitting, working, even getting out in your yard. And, you know, I've done a lot of raking the past several weekends.
Boy, these are great ideas, Lori. Thank you so much for the time and for coming on the show and explaining it to our audience. We've got to wrap things up right now. So where can people go for more information?
So people can go to Unum.com. So Unum does have a variety of great reports, resources, all the different apps that I mentioned. Go to Unum.com/workwell. That's UNUM.com/workwell.
Lori Mitchell, the Assistant Vice President of Global Wellbeing and Health at Unum. Lori, thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day. Stay well and safe.
Yes, you too. Thanks for having me.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Around the globe, people are facing incredible hardship due to the coronavirus pandemic. But some in Pakistan have encountered even greater difficulties because of their faith in Jesus. The Tide Gospel Radio Ministry recently began broadcasting in 2 languages in Pakistan, which has been an exciting development. But unfortunately, we hear that Pakistan Christians have been denied aid during the COVID-19 crisis. International Christian Concern reports that 100 families were turned away from a village food distribution point last month because they were Christian. Independent Catholic News reported that Christians in Karachi say minority faith groups were denied food vouchers. Please pray for these marginalized Christians.
To learn more about how the Tide International Radio Ministry is bringing hope and encouragement to listeners in 2 new languages in Pakistan, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
This report is sponsored by Adaptive Biotechnologies and Microsoft. If you've been impacted by COVID-19, you can help the search for solutions. Adaptive Biotechnologies and Microsoft have launched a virtual clinical study called Immune Race. If you've been affected by COVID-19, your immune system may hold important clues about how to contain and manage the virus. This study will inform the development of new diagnostics for COVID-19 that will address unmet needs in testing. Adaptive is currently enrolling participants from major metropolitan areas across the U.S. and is seeking 1,000 participants between the ages of 18 to 89 who currently have COVID-19, have recently recovered from COVID-19, or were exposed to someone diagnosed with COVID-19. If you decide to participate and qualify for the study,
A trained technician from LabCorp, through its Covance drug development business, will provide a safe in-person COVID-19 sample collection service from the convenience of your own home. Visit ImmuneRace.com to learn more.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
So many lobbies that are open, we might have to import the smell of, buttery movie popcorn. Stay tuned for details.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like to hear from us, fresh and independent. And, of course, you know the music, and you know who's coming with the music, the one and only, yes, live from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world, still is. We're talking about Steve Evans, the movie guy. Steve, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing fine. Shall we start with a rumor today?
Yes.
Huh?
Okay. They run long, and they're quite stellar. So, yeah, let's start with number one.
Okay, the rumor is that Amazon could actually buy AMC Theaters. You hear about this?
Ooh, wow.
AMC Theaters is the largest theater chain in the world. I mean, they have roughly 1,000 cinemas, 11,000 screens in 15 different countries. And there's a rumor out there that Amazon could actually buy them because, of course, the theater business has hit some rough times. Now, what would that mean, you say? Well, it would mean that Amazon would get even bigger than they are right now. But there are all kinds of possibilities. In other words, let's say you're an Amazon Prime member. Let's say maybe you get discount tickets, you know, at AMC Theaters. Or it would also give them tremendous muscle in Hollywood because they'd be able to go to these directors, you know, the real talent out there, and say, hey, look, we're no longer just a streaming service. We're going to launch you in the world's largest theater chain, and then we're going to, after you've played there, we're going to give you a shot on the world's largest streaming network and prioritize your work over everyone else's for months. I mean, it's a big pitch.
Boy, they're going like the Chinese now. This is awesome.
It could be something, yeah. So we'll find out what happens, you know. But that is
wow, what a huge rumor. Well, especially in light, anyway, we're going to see how this plays out. And you and I talked about this last week, and that is the move that is being thrust upon these movie, not the movie houses, but these movie producers and that to want to go streaming and forego the association with these big movie houses like AMC and Regal.
That's right. Well, of course, that's in play right now because you have all these movies that are kind of they're waiting to be released. There are no theaters to release them in. We'll talk about that coming up. But before I go there, I would like to talk about the other big story that happened last week, which, of course, that Hamilton is going to Disney Plus. You heard about that, right?
Yes, yes, I did. And that's without all the political inference. The additional political inference, you actually just get to see the play, which, you know, is, I think, a value for people. So I welcome, I welcome that news.
Well, I tell you, they were going to release this in 2021, October 15th, 2021, which is like a year and a half away, but they weren't sure how this all would play out in theaters, and so they said, look, everybody's home, let's just launch it on Disney Plus, so everybody's going to have a chance to see this on July the 3rd. I can hardly wait. Did you ever see the play, by the way?
No, I did not. We were invited. And then I think they found out that we were conservative and we were uninvited.
Well, I see. That's just what happened. At the time I was going back to New York a lot, and I would always go back and think, well, let's see if I can get some tickets, but they were always thousands of dollars.
Oh, they're just stupid. It was just ridiculous the way, and so then, you know, on top of that, then let's get really stupid and let's talk about things you don't know a whole lot about. And, you know, when they started getting into some of the political realm, it's like, I'm not gonna.
I saw it out here.
Which, you did.
And it was terrific. It wasn't the original cast, but he didn't see it here.
Oh, I think the premise on it, it's well done. You know, I thought it was a great idea. It's just unfortunate that the creators of Hamilton allowed it to be hijacked, and I think they compromised its significance. But hey, maybe this is a redo with Disney Plus on July 3rd. That'll be great.
Everybody's going to have a chance to see the original cast. That's right.
Yes,
with Lin-Manuel Miranda and all that. It'll be happening on July the 3rd. I think it's going to be huge, and everybody should take a second look, I think, at Disney Plus. We're always talking about Netflix and Amazon Prime and Hulu, but Disney Plus has a tremendous amount of product, and I'm not selling Disney Plus, but they have Disney movies, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, you know, all the animated stuff. It's only like $7 a month. So, I mean, if the kids are making you crazy right now, this might be a...
Load them up on Disney Plus. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, you were talking about movies going directly to streaming. That's what's happening from Warner Brothers this weekend. It is Scoop. Now, this, of course, was going to be a big theatrical release, but now, of course, with no theaters out there, it's going to go directly to the streaming services. You know, not reviewed for the critics. It's not one I'm going to seek out, but hey, you know, there is an audience for this sort of thing. It's PG. The kids are going to love it. And it's about, it reveals how lifelong friends Scooby and Shaggy first met and how they joined with the young detectives Fred and Velma and Daphne to form the famous Mystery Inc. And now they have hundreds of cases solved and adventures shared, and Scooby and the gang face, of course, their biggest, most challenging mystery ever, a plot to unleash the ghost dog Cerberus on the world.
Exactly.
And try to stop Dagpocalypse, they're calling it. Like I say, not for everyone. But,
so what do you think? What do you think? Maybe 40,000, 50,000? 50 million, rather? 40, 50 million?
Well, you know, here's the crazy thing. Right? You had that Trolls World Tour movie, which
was
released.
Almost 100 million there.
Yeah, 100 million there. So all these studios are going, well, you know what? And I think we've talked about it before. When you release a movie theatrically, 50% goes back to the studios. When it's on a streaming service, typically 80% goes to the studios. So they kind of like this.
Well, without a doubt, because, you know, if you're doing 40, 50, that looks like 70 in their world, you know?
Yeah, I mean, really, I mean, there's a lot of them are thinking maybe this isn't so bad. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we have another movie here called Capone, which people have been talking about for no other reason than Tom Hardy's performance in the title role. If you should check out the trailer just to check out what he looks like and what he sounds like. I mean, it is a pretty amazing performance. I'm not sure how it's going to go, but here's what the movie is about. Once a ruthless businessman and bootlegger who ruled Chicago with an iron fist, Alphonse Capone was the most infamous and feared gangster of American lore. And now at the age of 47, following nearly a decade of imprisonment, dementia rots Alphonse's mind. He has syphilis and things are going downhill fast, and his past becomes present. Harrowing memories of his violent and brutal origins melt into his waking life, and as he spends his final year surrounded by family and the FBI lying in wait, this alien patriarch struggles to place the memory of the location of millions of dollars he hid away on his property.
Uh-oh.
So here he is. He buried all of his money, and now he can't remember where it is. Now, It's not getting great reviews because they say it is a bit over the top. Let's see, I think we have 40% recommending. Here's what one critic had to say. He said, the only thing that makes the monotony tolerable is Hardy's go-for-broke performance, which isn't effective, but is mesmerizing. So there's a backhanded comment.
Wow, that's exactly.
So if nothing else, check out The Trader. I think I'm going to have to watch this week.
Spoiler alert, does he find his money?
I don't know. Who knows?
Maybe it's in San Francisco in a refrigerator under some chocolate ice cream. I don't know.
Could be. It's one of those
things. It seems to be where we find lots of things these days.
In the refrigerator.
In the refrigerator under the chocolate ice cream.
We have The Trader out this weekend, too. We talked about this. This is really a terrific film. We talked about this a couple of months ago. It came out in January, and it is a true story, which tells us the story of Tommaso Buscetta, the man who brought down the Cosa Nostra. Now, in the early 1980s, there was an all-out war raging between Sicilian mafia bosses over the heroin trade. Tommaso Buscetta was a made man. He flees to hide out in Brazil and back home. Scores are being settled, and Buscetta watches from afar as his sons and brother are killed in Palermo, and knowing that he may be next. So he's arrested there in Brazil, extradited to Italy by the Brazilian police, and he makes a decision that will change everything for the mafia. He decides to meet with Judge Giovanni Falcone and betray the eternal vow he made to the Cosa Nostra. Great film. 82% are recommending this. You might want to see.
How many fingers did he lose on that deal?
He was able to escape into a witness protection program. I mean, it is an amazing tale.
Yes, right.
And, there was that vow that nobody ever went back on, and he was the first to do so. There you go.
Yeah.
We talked also about No Direction Home last week. Remember that, the Bob Dylan?
Yes, right, exactly.
I had a chance to see it.
You did. What did you think?
Well, Martin Scorsese directs this. It came out in 2005. Here's the strange thing about the doc. When my wife and I are watching it, we both looked at each other and said, he's talking like a normal human being. And you always hear Dylan, he's always a stylized,
serious
and all that. He's just talking like this normal guy, and he is basically the one that narrates the film, because he's talking about being a kid growing up in Minnesota and then kind of becoming enamored with folk music, and he goes off to New York, and he's just casually kind of talking about how all this went down between 61 and 66, which of course was when his career just took off.
Mm-hmm.
You have great interviews with people like Joan Baez, who was with him back in the early days. And it's just for no other reason, just to see him, as we've never seen him before. At least I haven't.
Wow, I got to check this out. I know we talked about it last week. Now, how did you, and you just streamed it on, what was the access?
It's on everything. I think it's on Prime or Netflix. And, it's on all the services now. So
it is, okay. All right.
Fine. Yeah, and,
No Direction Home, huh?
No Direction Home.
Ooh,
and
like
then,
that.
Of course, I walked into the living room. My wife is crying.
Oh, no.
What is it? And she was watching A Star is Born on HBO. I forget how good this movie is. And, of course, it was nominated for 8 Oscars. Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga. It's on HBO right now. And it is worth a second look, because it was an amazing piece of film, because Bradley Cooper produced, he wrote the thing, he starred in it, he directed it, and then he and Lady Gaga launched a hit song which won the Academy Award for Best Original Song. So you might want to check out A Star is Born.
And he's still directing it, right?
Yeah, I guess he is. Yes, I don't know.
Rumor has it.
Well, maybe so. Maybe that movie is continuing.
Exactly. You just never know. It's just it's Hollywood, for goodness sakes. You can always count on things being amended and updated as they need to be. So what are we going to do about movie popcorn? I mean, you and I ought to put it in a jar and we can sell it to just the smell of it.
Like the smell of stale popcorn.
Okay, now you got to bring that in. Now, okay, there it goes. It loses its charm, but we still love him. He's Stephen Evans, the movie guy, right here. Thank you, Steve-O. Take care, buddy.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has
has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.